Yesterday, the White House announced its first 10 judicial nominees for the more than 120 open positions in the lower courts across the country. The Trump administration has plans to roll out more nominations over time to fill the 129 vacant judicial seats, which exist in all 11 circuits and Washington, D.C. Does this get the federal judiciary up and running after years of politically motivated inaction? Merle Chertoff is executive director of the Justice and Society Program at the Aspen Institute. She says it's a start.
The judges that President Trump announced this week are mainstream conservative judges. This represents a return to the type of judges who were selected during the administration of George W. Bush. But they are all judges who are in the mainstream, highly credentialed, went to excellent law schools, many of them clerked on the U.S. Supreme Court, several law professors in the group. I think that we've all heard that Leonard Leo of the Federalist Society, who has been around for a long time, has had an active role in the selection of these nominees. He's very professional. He knows the people that he's selecting. So these are all mainstream selections.
So within this group, you don't detect a split or a reveal of a split within the conservative constituency over who's a real true-blooded conservative and who might be more moderate?
There don't seem to be any real outliers in this first group. It's relatively diverse. There are three women in the group, one African-American. There's been some speculation that a couple of these picks are being groomed for the Supreme Court, but there's really no way to know at this phase.
Are there any particular candidates that you'd like to speak to us about where they come from, where they might be headed, and, you know, whether they have a profile within the judicial community?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, there are some interesting things with respect to these judges. First of all, you can't detect any grand scheme here or triangulation. Joan Larson is being selected to go up to the Sixth Circuit. She replaces Judge McKeague, who's taking senior status. He was a George Bush appointee to the district court and a George W. Bush appointee to the Sixth Circuit. So that's a one-for-one replacement of a relatively conservative judge with a relatively conservative judge. Kevin Newsom, who has been nominated for the 11th Circuit, he's got a very diverse background. He clerked for Judge Scanlon, who is viewed as a conservative judge in the Ninth Circuit, but he was also a clerk to Justice Souter on the Supreme Court and was mentored by Larry Tribe at Harvard Law School, who has impeccable liberal credentials. So you can see that there is not a particular discernible pattern with respect to the way these judges are being selected. One thing that does unify them is that most of them have spoken at Federalist Society meetings and are known quantities to the people over there.
And what do you make of the vacancies that remain, and what kind of an impediment is that in the procession of federal court cases on their way to the Supreme Court, or maybe not on their way to the Supreme Court?
Well, there are a lot of openings, and that's a big opportunity for the Trump administration. Every president tries to remake the court in his own image, but the judges have a way of doing their own thing once they're on the courts, because the judges do have a way of finding their own place once they get onto the court. One of the reasons that President Obama was so interested in diversity was to try to get those different perspectives coming to the bench. This president, I think that you're going to see a return to the notion of originalism, a view that you follow precedent and that you don't make up the law quite as much. But again, those types of activities really only occur in a very small fraction of cases.
Merle Chertoff is executive director of the Justice and Society Program at the Aspen Institute. She spoke to us from Washington, D.C. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
Merle Chertoff is executive director of the Justice and Society Program at the Aspen Institute.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.